Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Batting sixth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fourth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first, with Hargan covering, for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon moves to second. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan bunts towards the mound. Perry juggles the ball. That's an error on Perry. Leon scores. Brown moves to third. Hargan moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson strikes out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles is walked intentionally. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. Hargan moves to third. Nettles moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-1 in the game. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leon strikes out. There goes Ulander. The throw from Mitterwald to second, and Ulander is out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt hits a line drive towards first. Horton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 0 in the game. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a line drive into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas strikes out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Holt. Sims reaches second base with a double. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hargan strikes out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Pinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese juggles the ball. That's an error on Reese. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nettles moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sims hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing center field. Ted Olander now playing left field. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Hargan covering, for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitterwald moves to second. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Frank Quilici. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mitterwald moves to third. Cardenas moves to second. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel takes first base on ball four. Jim Cott pinch runs for Charlie Manuel. Brant Alia pinch hits for Jim Perry. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitterwald scores. Cardenas scores. Cott moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-3 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Danny Thompson now playing second base. Tom Hall now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton strikes out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Olander strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 3 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Hargan covering, for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Dave Boswell pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 3 in the game. Holt hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.